Local 5, the Hotel Workers Union, is making a big push toward helping its members reach that dream of home ownership. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Anita Hopschneider has that story in today's Reality Check. Morning, Anita.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this. What's this all about?
Yes, so essentially Local 5, Unite Here Local 5 is a union here that represents hospitality workers, and they're starting up collective bargaining this summer, and instead of just asking for raises or typical benefits that you'd expect, they're doing something different. They actually want the hotels to contribute to help workers buy homes by contributing to something called a housing trust fund.
And so where are these trust funds set up?
So they're still working out all of the details, but the idea is to mimic what's happened in Boston and Las Vegas, where unions there have worked with hotels to get them to contribute a certain amount of money every year. And what the unions do is they create a trust fund that the workers can then draw from when they want to buy homes. For example, in Boston, workers can take up to $10,000 in a loan out for closing costs or for their down payment. And you know that can go a long way to helping to make sure that someone achieves their dream of home ownership.
Now, I understand that the interest from the members was very high, that the turnout was really huge.
Yeah, so I went to an event last week, and it was actually with a national nonprofit that partnered with Local 5 to talk to workers about how to obtain mortgages in a low-cost way. And it was completely packed. There were more than 300 people there in this conference room at the Ala Moana Hotel. And the nonprofit's planning to come back in July and do a 5-day workshop. And I was told that workers are planning to fly in from the neighbor islands to attend because people really want to buy homes. And you know, if you're a worker at a Waikiki hotel, the average pay is about $22 per hour, which is more than twice of the minimum wage here. But it's still way less than what you need in order to actually buy a home. And as you know, home prices keep rising here. The median home price in April was $795. And so there's just this huge disconnect between wages and home prices. And hotel workers really want to help bridge that gap and find a way to actually get mortgages, buy homes here in, you know, the islands that they love.
And your article showcased a family that was really struggling with their, you know, just with their daily needs, and they have those dreams of home ownership.
Yes, I talked with one worker in particular who's a housekeeper in Waikiki, and she lives in Mililani. She's 27 years old, but she lives at home. She lives with her parents because it's her parents' home, her boyfriend, her two children, her two brothers, and her sister-in-law. And they all share this 4-bedroom home, which is typical. You hear stories about multi-generational families living together in Hawaii, and a big reason is the high cost of living. And so every day for work, she drives an hour and a half to and from Waikiki, and what she'd really like is to be able to buy her own place and, you know, not have to live with her parents anymore, but be able to stay in Hawaii instead of moving away like many of her friends and family have had to do.
Right. Full house. We can all relate to that. All right. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Anita Hopschneider with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.